Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Abdul Nasser Jengda and you're listening to the Qalam podcast. Qalam is an organization dedicated to making Islamic knowledge accessible for everyone. Alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan is a very beautiful and powerful opportunity for learning and spiritual growth in the life of a Muslim. Therefore, Qalam has put together amazing resources for you and your family, your community to benefit from in the month of Ramadan, from a webinar on how to prepare to recitation of the entire Quran, the meaning and the message of the whole Quran, the du'as from the Quran, special webinars and events in regards to the Battle of Badr, the last 10 nights and Laylatul Qadr, and so much more. We're very excited and happy to bring you all of this Ramadan programming. Be a part of the good work that we are doing at Qalam, educating Muslims, educating people all around the world by going to supportqalam.com. Donate, contribute, give generously, and have your share in the Sadaqa Jariya and the amazing work that is going on. Supportqalam, QALAM.com. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassirli amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Rabbi zidni ilma, Rabbi zidni ilma, Rabbi zidni ilma. I hope and pray that everybody's Ramadan is going well so far. We are a little bit past the halfway point. And inshallah today, we are going to be continuing on with our dua series. And the dua series that we've been doing this entire Ramadan is brought to you by Penny Appeal USA. Since 2016, Penny Appeal has been committed to fighting poverty and need. They have provided aid in the midst of emergencies, supported orphans, and provided warm meals, helped give medical assistance, and provided clean water to families across Asia, the Middle East, and Africa, and right here at home. Since then, Penny Appeal USA has helped over a million people and empowered communities around the world, helping to break the cycle of poverty and build brighter futures in communities. This Ramadan, they will continue this effort with the support of people like you. So if you would like to join the campaign, You Are the Difference Ramadan campaign, then please visit pausa.org/qalam. That is pausa.org/QALAM. So let's go ahead and jump right into our dua today. We've been, so far, the different duas that I've been able to present to you all have been about forgiveness and have been about the word ghafara, ghain, fa, and ra. And previously, we've talked about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's names and him being al-ghafar and al-ghafir and al-ghafur. And what it means altogether is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is someone who, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a being to us, is a Lord to us, who is forgiving, and not only forgiving, he covers up our sins, and in that he also protects us. And so we see here now that this new dua that we're going to be learning today, this dua has that element of forgiveness, but there's also something else added to it. And the way that we approach this particular dua is knowing that we love to make dua for ourselves and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us, but we are a part of a community. And part of being a part of the community is that you make dua for people in your community, whether they be people that are existing with you right now, or they are people that have passed away, you do make dua for them. And in addition to making dua for those in our communities and those around us and those who may have passed away, we also make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows for our hearts to be connected as a community. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows for our hearts to be connected to the people within our community, and that there are no ill wishes or ill feelings in between. And so we start off this particular dua saying, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. Oh, our Lord, forgive us. Okay, we talked about the word ghafara already. Forgive us. Oh, our Lord, cover our sins. Oh, our Lord, forgive us of our sins. Oh, our Lord, protect us from our sins. Wali ikhwanina, and our brothers and sisters. What ikhwanina ladina sabakuna bil iman, and they're the ones who came before us those who came before us. And there's a narration from the Prophet ﷺ where the Prophet ﷺ talks about the virtue of someone making dua for their Muslim brother or sister. The Prophet ﷺ says, "Da'wat al-mar al-Muslim li akhihi bi dhahri al-ghaybi mustajaba," that when a person makes dua for their Muslim brother or sister, and that person doesn't even know that they've made dua for them, you're making your duas before you break your fast. You're making your duas in the third of the night. And you make dua for yourself, for sure, but you also make dua for those around you. You also make dua for your brothers and sisters in the community, those who are here now and those who have passed away. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here that when the Prophet says here that when you make dua, when a person, a Muslim person, makes dua for their brother or sister, and their brother or sister, this community member, does not even know that they've made dua for them, mustajaba, that dua is answered. And then the Prophet continues, and then he says, وَإِنَّ رَأْسِ الْمَلَكِ مُؤْتَ كُلَّمَا دَعَاهُ لِأَخِيهِ بِخَيْرٍ. The Prophet says, every single time this person makes a dua for good for his brother or sister, okay? قَالَ الْمَلَكِ, okay, بِهِ أَمِينَ وَلَكَ بِمِثْ. That angel says, Ameen, and for that person may he get the same. And it's so beautiful and incredible that we're doing something technically for someone else, but we're still reaping the benefit. We're still getting a whole bunch of reward out of that. And that's how beautiful our religion is. It's that it doesn't take anything from you to be kind towards someone else. It doesn't take anything from you to make dua for someone else. In fact, you end up getting much more than what you've put in, the effort that you put in. And so you see here that the Prophet is letting us know, when you make dua for your brother and sister in Islam, that what happens is that the angels say Ameen for you. So when we start off this dua and we say, Rabbana ighfir lana wa li ikhwanina alladhina sabaquna bil iman, oh Allah, forgive us and those and our brothers and sisters and those who came before us, forgive us of our sins and our shortcomings, then the angels say Ameen for us. And we are getting reward for that. Then the next part of the dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us this next part of the dua in this ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And do not leave any gil, do not leave any ill feelings in our hearts towards those who believe. Because when you have ill feelings in your heart towards someone, it creates a barrier, it creates a rift, it creates this, you know, it creates animosity, it creates, you know, all of these different things. Ghillan literally means to have hatred within one's heart, or to will something evil onto someone, to have hatred in one's heart that makes you want to will something evil onto someone. And so you see here that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that this, in this dua, we ask Allah to keep our hearts pure with one another. And that is what Islam is about, that our religion came as a reformation. And in reforming us and reforming our hearts, it was able to help bring us closer together. And we want to be able to maintain that. And you have in Surah Ali Imran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he talks about this. He says, وَاتَّصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Hold on to the rope of Allah together, not individually, right? Hold firmly to the rope of Allah together. And then he says, وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا, and don't divide, don't split off into factions. وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ, and mention the blessing, or the ni'mah, the blessing of Allah, the favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had upon you. إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً, when you used to be enemies of one another. فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ, and God brought your hearts together. فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا, and out of his mercy, out of his favor, out of his love and his kindness, what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do? He made us brothers and sisters. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكُنْتُمْ عَلَىٰ شَفَىٰ حُفْرَةٍ مِنَ النَّارِ فَأَنْقَذَكُمْ مِنْهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, you know, when you're basically having these rafts with one another, when you're basically treating people badly, you're fighting constantly, there's no peace, that puts you at the edge of hellfire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ آيَاتِهِ لَأَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made for us, or brought to light for us, his verses, so that maybe we'll be guided. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ, we should be a community. be an ummah, be a community. This is a community of the Prophet. And how do you be that community? يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. That we command good, we call towards what is good, we يَنْحَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, and we make sure that we keep each other out of trouble. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And these are the people who are truly, truly successful. These are the people who have truly, truly won. And so what we're learning here today is that when we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, that, oh Allah, do not put any ill feelings or remove and all type of ill feelings or all type of hatred that we may have for our Muslim brothers and sisters. Remove it completely from our hearts. That when we're saying this, it's because we want to keep our community ties. We want to keep building this ummah, building this community together. That when you come and you step into Islam, you are to check your baggage at the door. This is where you decide to treat people better. This is where you decide to give your Muslim brother or sister 70 excuses. This is when you decide to maintain proper ties, to be a proper person towards other people, regardless of whether or not they're fulfilling their relationship to you. You remove those ill feelings. You have relationships with people, and you have this friendship and this kindness and this communityness towards people for the sake of Allah and the sake of Allah only. And what that means is that you're only seeking the reward of Allah. You're only seeking the happiness of Allah. You're only seeking the pleasure of Allah and not what anyone else has to say. And that helps you remove any ill feelings you may have towards your brother or sister. And last but not least in this dua, we then say, Rabbana, O our Lord, our provider, our caretaker, our nourisher, the one who's been there for us. Innaka. Indeed, without a doubt, you are Ra'ufun Rahim. You are compassionate and merciful. And what's interesting is that Ra'uf and Rahim are two names of Allah that actually go together. Ra'uf is the heightened version of Rahim. Rahim means mercy. Ra'uf is the ultimate level of mercy. And it's the ultimate level of the highest form of mercy without calamity or difficulty. And the reason why is because sometimes difficulties come as a mercy. You know, it comes as an expiation of sins. But what we say here, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that he's al-Ra'uf, he's the one who gives us warnings. He's the one who lets us know our path. He's the one who details things for us so that we won't have to fall into hardships, so that we don't have to fall into difficulties, so that we don't have to fall into tough times. This is what it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-Ra'uf. Then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he's Rahim, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that he is Rahim, it is letting us know that after the situation, this is Rahim is, Ar-Rahim is specifically mercy towards the believers. And so it's mercy that, you know, it's that feeling that you're feeling now in Ramadan. This feeling of being able to worship, this feeling of mercy, this is what it is. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is as Ar-Rahim. And it's the feeling that, it's the type of mercy that we get after things have happened, you know? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-Ra'uf and he is that the mercy before difficulty or the mercy before the sin has been committed, Rahim is the follow-up. It is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful to us even after we've put ourselves in difficulty, even after we've made certain mistakes. And so you see here that this particular dua, it comes around in full circle. Where first we're asking Allah for forgiveness for us and those who came before us and those who we're around. And then we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove any type of ill feelings that we may have towards people within our community. And then last but not least, we're recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ultimate and entire mercy and compassion. And so we say, Rabbana ighfir lana, O Allah, forgive us, wali ikhwanina, and our wali ikhwanina alladhina sabaquna min iman, and those who are brothers and sisters and those who came before us in belief. Wala taj'al fi qulubina ghillan lilladhina amanu, and do not leave any type of ill feelings or any type of hatred in our hearts for those who believe. amongst those who believe, our community members, amongst those who we are close with, amongst our, you know, our brothers and sisters in Islam. And then we say, Rabbana, O our Lord, innaka ra'ufun rahim. Indeed, you are the most kind or compassionate and the most merciful. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to benefit from everything that we heard here today. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives us of all of our shortcomings, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to be kind people to one another. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to end off our Ramadan very strong, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to capitalize on every single blessing that we can. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. And like always, please don't forget to support Qalam so that we're able to constantly bring you more free programming. In addition to that, graduate a lot of the different students who will come and be able to go and serve their communities, inshallah. So please do not forget in this blessed time, in this blessed month, to visit supportqalam.com. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.